The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Tuesday, April the 16th, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapero. We want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. If this is your first time joining us, let us know in the comments section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We also want to officially welcome all of you guys out there in podcast land on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you may get your podcast from. Listen, we got a great program lined up. Before we get started, I need you to do me a favor. Smash that like button, hit that bell notification, help others see our material out there on Rumble and YouTube and all these other platforms. And if you've not downloaded our free app yet, we want to encourage you to do that today. Just go to your Play Store, Apple, Android, whatever that looks like for you. Download our free app today. Get it into your hands. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away with all of our content. Now, tonight, guys, as we've promised you, we've got a great program for you. I am going to be joining Bishop Larry Ragland in the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And without further ado, let's take you there right now.
All right, right off the bat, if you want to get this out of the way, go ahead and smash that like button. Smash it, smash it, smash it. If you're watching on Rumble, hit that like button. Follow us, help us subscribe. We're trying to get to 10,000 subscribers this week. All right, so we're right at the time of the recording, right a little bit under 9,300. We're believing we're going to get there. Help us do that. Share this broadcast. Why? Because the more people that hear what we're going to talk about today, the better. Because a lot of people are asleep at the wheel. They don't really realize that we're on the brink of a global war that people my age and certainly younger has never seen anything like that. And that's why I want to bring in the founder and publisher of End Time Headlines, none other than Ricky Scapero. I tell you what, I every time I bring you on, the crowd just, I mean, they can't even control themselves. They can't contain themselves.
I know.
Ricky Scapero is here.
Got to get that crowd controlled, man. Got to get it under control. What's up, hey. Big Picture family? What's up, Larry?
What's up, End Time Headlines family? I love is the Big Picture and the End Time Headlines family are one family. And
they are.
Because we're the body of Christ. But I tell you, I see so many people that tell me, hey, I found your channel through Ricky. And then I'll go over and watch your show. And then I'll see people comment and say, hey, I'm coming over from the Big Picture. And we love you, Ricky. Glad I found this channel. So that's what the kingdom is about, man. And I thank you, brother. I thank you for all that you do for the kingdom. I thank you for your faithfulness over the years and pioneering what is really, I think, essential now. I think what we're doing right now, and this is not me bragging on me and you. I'm just saying the approach and the medium of YouTube, Rumble, and so many other things. This is where most people are getting their news. I mean, I think most people are waking up to the fact that the mainstream media, you know, I tried to watch it this morning, and while the world is literally burning and on the brink of World War III, they took like 30 to 45 minutes talking about Katie Couric. And it's just like, come on, what are you doing? And people want to know what's actually going on in the world. So that being said, Ricky, what is going on in the world? Okay. What is happening? So, you know, I want to lead by the thing that is on everybody's mind, the war in Israel. Just a few weeks ago when we were talking first about this, we were basically talking about Hamas. We were talking about, you know, is Israel going to finish Hamas? Are they going to go into Rafah? That's what the whole world was talking about. Now things have drastically changed.
Yeah, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us for sure. I mean, this past weekend, you know, Saturday, we were celebrating my oldest son's 16th birthday. And of course, you know, it never fails. Every time I'm out, you know, away from my office and away from everything, my phone starts blowing up. I mean, I had probably 25 emails and I'm like, and messages, and I'm like, my goodness, what is going on? And I look down and I was shocked that, you know, because Iran, they're constantly breathing threats, and it's almost like the boy, and I know you've said this, I've heard you say this, it's almost like the boy cries wolf. You hear their threats so much that you're like, whatever, they're not going to do. But they actually, for the first time, this was called an unprecedented attack, because for the first time, Iran directly attacked Israel. So they carried out their promise, I'll give them that, and they did indeed, I believe, And I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this too, but I believe we'll be on the same page. I think this could be one of many matches that has lit this powder keg that is set to really ignite in the Middle East. And if this thing could, I don't see this thing pulling back at this point. You know, in the time in the past, we've had these little these little conflicts that take place. You know, that's been going on for thousands of years, back and forth and tit for tat. But now you've got entire nations being involved. Right. And it's almost like you can't put the jack back in the box. It's popped up and you can't undo this thing.
No, I fully agree. I just feel like we've passed the point of no return. I mean, eventually we had to. I mean, if you're students of Bible prophecy, you know we had to. There's one point. There's going to be a generation, one generation, and I think it's actually us, where you're going to pass that point of no return. And because we've got to head towards that beast system rising, we've got to head towards, you know, the Antichrist coming on the scenes, trying to create peace and all these negotiations. And right in the middle of it all is Israel. You know, Daniel talks about the treaty shall be confirmed for 7 years. And who's the treaty with? The treaty is with Israel. So so we know that the apple of God's eye, the fig tree, all of that we know from Scripture that we should be watching. But I believe that, as you just said, other parties are involved, which brings me to this first article that you can find on your website, End Time Headlines. A new report reveals that Russian weapons helped Iran harden defenses against Israeli airstrikes. Last March, a Russian arms maker invited a delegation of Iranians to a VIP shopping tour of its weapon factories. The 17 visitors were treated to lunches and cultural shows, and on the final day, toured a plant that makes products long coveted by Tehran, Advanced Russian Air Defense Systems, for shooting down enemy planes. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article, but as I said, you can find these kind of articles and more at Ricky's website, End Time Headlines. So my question is this. So are these... Does the article go on to say that these defense systems are in place now, or are they? Were they trying to buy them? So let's say hypothetically, even as we speak, it's Tuesday night. We are recording this show on Tuesday night, and so Tuesday night, who knows what might be happening in the skies tonight over the Middle East? Are these defenses already in place? Do you think that they are prepared for the imminent, I think, heavy strike that Israel is going to bring?
Well, if you read on in the report, it talks about a leaked Russian document, part of a stolen Iranian emails posted online in February by this hacker group, described the tour as a, quote, showcase for scientific and technical potential and production capabilities that Russia could offer Iran. I mean, it's no secret. Russia, Iran has tremendous interest for Russia. They're in cahoots with each other. They're weapon suppliers. But I want to remind the big picture audience that Iran has a $50 billion spending budget thanks to Biden. Remember that? Remember Biden gave Iran $50 billion.
Yep.
Now we know where all that's going. We know now we know how Iran is funding, you know, 300 drones, missiles, and et cetera that they have. I wanted to point out something. I thought this was tremendously interesting to me. I was listening to a podcast by another production or radio program out there, and it comes and they talked about how that they believe divine intervention was at play, and here's why: because the current generation weaponry that Iran was using against Israel was there. Although, now listen, we know that Israel had the U.S., Britain, and Jordan that came in and helped them.
Right.
But the fact that think about this, guys: 300 missiles and drones did nearly no damage, giving Israel a 99% success rate. Guys, this does not happen. No matter who you are as a nation, this prompted several commentators that I personally listened to, believed that this was a supernatural intervention from God. Wow. Now, I don't even question that, because when we get into a future prophetic war of Gog, Magog, Ezekiel 38, and I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Guess who comes to the aid of Israel when they are surrounded by impossible odds? By the way, it's not the first time it happened. It happened in 1967 with the Six-Day War, where Israel was against all odds and they won this war. And then I want to remind the big picture audience that there is Michael the Archangel.
Come on.
That is guarding the nation of Israel.
Yes.
So I am not, and I know you're not, and I'm pretty sure most of our audience is probably not too concerned about Israel. I mean, we're called to pray for them, but God's got Israel. I'm concerned about where we stand as America and what we do and how we respond.
Yeah, because let's just go ahead and go there, because there's no doubt, if you're a student of Scripture, Israel is around at the end times. Jordan is there. Persia is there. You know, Russia is there. China is alluded to, at least the superpower of the East, and so many other areas there that are currently, that we know the names, are either the modern names of them, pointing back to them that are there, but America's not there. And so I don't care what anybody says. You know, I don't ever try to be so dogmatic that I say I'm 100% right on something scripturally and I could not be taught and changed.
Right.
But I'm telling you, as prevalent as America is, that nobody really goes to war, whether they're an enemy or a friend of America, that they don't try to let America know that they're doing something, because there's still at least some sort of respect globally for this nation. For a nation to be as prominent as the United States of America, wealthy as the United States of America, the number one military in the world is the United States of America, and it not be mentioned emphatically in Scripture, something dramatic is going to happen to remove us from that scene. And is it the rapture, pre-tribulation rapture, and then the favor of God that's on our nation is removed when the Christians are removed? Or is it going to be that we're still here, but people in power, the decisions that they make in this war and wars to come that involve the nation of Israel will bring about the demise of Israel, demise of America. So in your opinion, Ricky, how critical is, without getting too political here, how critical is our leadership now and the timing of this election, if it goes one way or the other, not asking you to endorse a candidate or whatever, but if it goes one way or the other, do you see either choice, if whoever wins, do you think the end result is the same? Or do you think the powers that be that are in war, whether it be Russia, China, Iran, Israel, all sort of believe, hey, if we're going to do anything, we need to do it now, because if that other guy gets in, it's going to be a different world. Do they feel empowered now, is what I'm trying to say, to do things that they would not be doing and feel empowered to do if someone else was in office?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to say that I believe the very existence of our nation hinges on where we stand with Israel. Now, do I base that on my opinion? No, I base that on Scripture. I base that on Genesis 12. I base that on Joel chapter 3, Zechariah 12. You know, as I've pointed out, you know, to our audience, when you go to the Battle of Armageddon, those nations that are gathered by the Lord himself to enter into judgment, you go read Joel chapter 3 and Zechariah 12, those nations are handpicked by God to be brought into judgment on the account of how they've handled Israel.
Wow.
So it is extremely crucial how a nation, whomever the president is, whether it's Biden, whether it's Trump, whether it's another candidate, and, you know, so this is extremely I said this a while back. I believe we're in a danger zone right now. We're in a major danger zone. You know, the solar eclipse over, I mean, everybody, you know, there was a lot of people I saw it circulate on the internet and stuff. And they were talking about, you know, this is not a sign of the end of the world or the rapture. They're right. It's not a sign of the end of the world, or it's not a sign of the rapture. The solar eclipse that was visible over America was a harbinger for America, guys.
Say that, Ricky. Yes.
It was a harbinger over America. And Bishop, I wanted to bring this out. Mm. I know we tried to talk about this the last time we tried to record, but it was like the power went out and everything else. But if you remember, I talked about, and I know our audience will remember this, and I don't know if the big picture remember this, but we talked about how there was a blood moon over, that was visible on Purim.
Yep.
And then it's going to happen it's going to happen this year, next year, and then in 2026. I knew, right. And Purim commemorates when God used a woman by the name of Esther to liberate the Jewish people from Persia. And I knew right then, I told our audience, I told them on a Friday's podcast that when you see that, you're going to know that Iran is going to be directly involved in a conflict with Israel. And 24 hours later, and I'm not here trying to say, look at me and I told you so, guys. I'm just saying that this is what we do as watchmen. We see the times and seasons in which we're in, and we discern these things so that we can warn you to prepare you accordingly. Come on.
Well, so powerful that you're talking about Esther and Purim and the blood moon 3 years in a row. And I remember hearing you talk about in relation to Persia and how that was, it's just not happenstance. I'm sorry. These things, nobody could make this up, and nobody's manipulating these things. We're just literally looking at the things. That's what you're talking about, being a watchman. You're not just watching out for things. You're also watching in scripture, and then you're seeing things just line up. And it's our job to just say, hey, I don't know how this happened, but this is what the word said, and look what's happening. It's right in front of us. You know, and I think about one of the preachers in church, Christians' favorite things to say is what in the book of Esther, who knows? Maybe we've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I mean, I just feel like
we truly are.
We truly are. I mean, I mean, we can really claim that. I believe preachers have been saying that for years, but I believe that we really are. I believe God's raised up this platform, this medium. One thing that's interesting, just a little side note, we won't park here, and I know you experienced this 100 times more than me, but I literally did a show the night, Saturday, when Iran attacked Israel in this unprecedented attack. In the words you just used is unprecedented, because I saw Amir Sarfati list all the things that came across. The drones, the ballistic missiles, and I forgot what the other thing was that they had. There was three different types of missiles that they fired, and they said it was the largest attack of drones and ballistic missiles from any country to another country in the history of those weapons. No one had ever had that many come forward in one night. And so I said, okay, I got to do this. It was late that evening, and all I did was report it. That's it. I did not get controversial or nothing. I just reported it, and I was flagged. And of course, I was flagged.
Wow.
And you know, you can appeal it, and I appealed it. And then this morning, I literally saw the email, and I thought, okay, they're going to overturn this. And it said, after further review, we have decided to hold the flag in place, basically. And I went back and watched it. It was like a 20-minute program. And all I did was talk about Iran has attacked Israel. And I thought, wow, is this a harbinger in this world for us, a sign to us that this is really where it's going, that you can't even really report the news, just the news. I didn't even give hardly any opinion. I just gave the news, and they upheld their decision that something that I said they didn't like. The algorithm first didn't like it, and then the manual review didn't like it either. So this is the world that we're going to, brother. And I know you know. Like I said, you've been in these trenches for a long time. So let's talk about it. You touched on it earlier. You said that that it's not just Israel and Iran; it's many, many other parties are involved. We tend to forget that there is still a war going on in Ukraine. Nobody's talking about it. And one of the things that I asked, Ricky, and I want to get your opinion on, when is the last time you saw an embedded reporter of any kind, any video of any kind of actual legitimate war footage of the war in Ukraine. When is the last time you heard a death toll? When is the last time you saw damage? But yet we see every minute of what's happening in Israel. But we don't see anything or hear anything from Ukraine. Can I take a little sidebar here? And just, this is sort of a high horse for me here that I get on a lot of times. We have sent approaching $130, $140 billion. And just this morning, they were talking about we need to immediately send aid to Israel and to their military and restock Israel's military. But we also need to include in that bill Ukraine. And it's like, so think about it, Ricky. When's the last time you saw a YouTube video that was somebody embedded on the ground covering the war in Ukraine?
I haven't. I mean, it's like it's out of sight, out of mind. But this is typical of the mainstream media. They, right now, if I turn on my TV in my office and I turn on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News, News Nation, all of them, you know what they're going to be showing? I'd say 98% of every outlet is going to be broadcasting the three-ring circus that's taking place with the Trump trial, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, is absolutely ridiculous that mm-hmm. a former Senate, and I'm not trying to get political,
just facts,
but it makes America look like a laughing stock that yep. that Trump's entire life is in a courtroom being yep. on trial for the first yep. time in history. And look, we know the whole reasoning behind this, but the point is, let me get back to the point, because I will take a rabbit trail and you'll get to reel me back in. But that's the point, is anytime that something's happening
yep.
that, and it's, we all know this, guys, it's a distraction.
Yes.
I'm not saying that the war is not real in Israel and with Iran, because there is people out there that say that it's all, you know, it's a stage show and this, and mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, but no. What I am saying is that there is certain powers that would love to seize advantage.
Yep.
Come on, to use that as a distraction so that the left hand can not see what the right hand's doing. The same with China. Now, what happened to China? You know, there was all these reports and intelligence that China was going to invade Taiwan and that they're the new threat and that it's war's imminent with China coming into America. And it's almost like it's all been forgotten. It's don't mm-hmm. worry about that. It's swept under the rug. But I know Larry, you're on the same page with me, that while we're all looking over here, mm-hmm. we know that nations are conspiring.
Yes.
Nations are they're preparing, and yes. you know. And one of the arguments, and I get a lot of this from military individuals, which I understand, I respect their view, and they're like, well, "America's the greatest army in the world. We're not worried about this." Look, but this is what I always remind them: we're not talking about one nation here.
No, right.
We can handle our own against, you know, Russia or whatever. But when you're talking about Russia and Iran and yeah. China and North yeah. Korea and, you know, and the list goes on, then, you know, the probabilities of something bad happening becomes yeah. real great.
Yeah.
Real fast.
I agree. And the key word you said there is distraction. So many things are distractions. Just like I was talking about Katie Couric. And when you, not that long ago, all you saw when you got up close to the Super Bowl was Taylor Swift and her boyfriend and all this kind of stuff, while thousands of people are being killed in wars all over the world, and terrorist attacks are happening, our southern border is wide open, we're being invaded by military-age men from over 140 plus countries in the world, and you know what I'm being told is that, you know, going back to Ukraine, is it's just crazy to me how there's just something going on in Ukraine that none of us have ever been, it's ever been revealed to us. I don't doubt that there's a war going on. I don't doubt that thousands, some people even say over a million people have been killed. But here's the thing that when I hear things like that, I'm like, I'm not saying that that's not true, but where is the footage? Where is the reports? Where are the reporters? You can't have a single bomb, a single missile enter into Israeli territory that somebody is not covering it with it over their shoulder, recording it, is zooming in on it. Where is the video and where is the death tolls? Where is anything coming out of Ukraine?
We had them. We did have them at one time. Remember when it first started, we saw every detail. I mean, a mouse couldn't sneeze without five reporters on it giving you five angles in Ukraine. So we had it. It's not like we never had the intelligence there. It's not like we never had the reporters there and the cameras there and the footage there. We had it there. But again, it's slowly, it's almost, and I hate to say this, but I don't know how else to articulate what I'm trying to say here, is it's almost like a ratings thing. I dare to say it's a ratings thing. Yeah. As the people begin, they become war weary and they start losing interest in that. So the news outlets is like, well, we don't want to cover that anymore because it's not getting us the ratings. So we need to jump over here and jump on the, come on the Taylor Swift bandwagon or the Trump thing or whatever is going to get more eyes on the, on the tube. And honestly, and I'm sure that's just one faction of it. To say that we don't, America has some interest in Ukraine. There's got to be something more there. Yeah. We know that. There's no way we're going to funnel out that much money without something coming back to us. We know that. We understand that.
And I think when you was talking about a while ago that some, while we're being distracted, these other nations are strategically preparing for something. I believe, and I said this the other day on the big picture, I believe Putin and Xi Jinping is sitting back thinking, man, this, whether they knew this was coming, whether this was planned and orchestrated or not, but they're looking at what's happening in the Middle East and they're going, man, this is a gift sent to me, because now the whole world is watching that. And that's the only thing when it comes to war that anybody's thinking about. If I'm ever going to take Taiwan, now's the time for me to do it. If I'm ever, if Putin's thinking, if I'm ever just going to go ahead and finish Ukraine, because you and I both know, Putin's got weapons that if he really wanted to level Ukraine, he could have already leveled Ukraine. And I don't understand what has really transpired to cause him to hold back many of the weapons that he could use, unless it's maybe he's just trying to preserve the structures and everything there in Ukraine because he plans on occupying it. But if he's ever been holding back thinking, okay, I want to finish this thing, I'm just going to go ahead and finish Ukraine, move on to my next conquest or whatever, the world has got to be licking their chops thinking, man, we have this global distraction now. If we're ever going to do anything, now's the time to do it.
Right. Can I, is it okay if I present something real quick? I want to show you something that maybe you've never seen before. I believe that what's happening right now is, has to, according to the Bible, escalate in order to fulfill prophetic wars. Isaiah 17, Psalm 83, Gog Magog. Let me just, I want to point out the difference between Psalm 83 and Gog and Magog. I think this is intriguing. I hope it'll do the same for you. When you look at the key, there's, first of all, both wars, Psalm 83, Gog Magog, have a coalition of nations that has an intent that is directed at Israel. But watch this. In Psalm 83, when you read Psalm 83, their intent is to wipe out Israel as a nation, right?
Yes.
But if you get to Gog and Magog, that's not what it's saying there. You go to Gog and Magog, watch this. It says God puts hooks in their jaws and pulls them down. Their entire intent to come into Israel, it never says in there is to destroy them as a nation, but to take their spoils or or plunder them. So this brings up some speculation here. Could we be, and again, this is all hypothesis, could we be going into Isaiah 17 or Psalm 83, excuse me, which leads to Isaiah 17, all these wars, the United Nations, the world will be demanding peace. Then that leads us to Psalm 83. And this is one thing I've always pondered, because you get to Ezekiel 38, 39. As Larry said, America's not mentioned. Now, people will try to make it fit as they're the young lions. But guys, okay, the only place in scripture where a lion is presented is ancient Babylon, which was Iraq, Lebanon, and Syria. We know that is not America. And by the way, Larry, I found it interesting in all those reports that came out of the attack this weekend, Iraq, Lebanon, and Syria were some of the three locations where some of this fire came out of. And I was like, goodness, think about that. That was ancient Babylon, guys. But amazing. You know what I do find? The young lions, Great Britain, if you look at Britain's history, yeah, the Lions are associated with that.
Right.
But the Eagles associated with America. But anyway, you have, of course, you have Russia, you have you have Afghanistan, you have Iran, you have Sudan, Libya, you have Turkey, all these nations involved. And it says that they're coming down to take the spoils of Israel. So the question I have, and I've always wondered about this, is what is the thing that is pulling them down? What is the hook? Yeah. What's the thing? Right. Is it famine, drought, food shortages? Has there been a global pandemic of some sort? So I believe that there's got to be something that's going to lead to the point where Israel is going to have in their possession, come on, the resources that all of these nations are going to want and desire and need, and they're going to have no choice but to come down and invade Israel, and because it's going to be crucial for their survival. Think about that. Have you ever thought about that? That's intriguing.
I have thought about that, and I have heard many theories. I've heard it being food. I've heard it being water, because water is so scarce in that area. I've heard it being a lot of things. Do you have, Ricky, a hypothesis of what that hook in the jaw is? What do you, I mean, do you see anything in scripture? Is anything in your studying of news, whatever? Do you have an opinion of what that might be, or is it still out there?
Well, I believe it could be a combination. I believe it could be the quote unquote perfect storm, because if you look at Psalm 83 and you have a war of that magnitude in modern era, think about the modern weapons that we have. There's going to be fallout from that, guys. And that's just from the war aspect of that, where you're going to have humanitarian crisis. I mean, look what's going on. Look at all the stuff that's going on just between Israel and what's going on since October 7th. Now, Matt, now you add about six different nations involved in that attacking Israel, and then God standing up in the midst of that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of loss of lives, a lot of destruction. And then we know, according to the book of Revelation, a major river, the Euphrates, will eventually dry up. So you've got drought there. You've got food shortages. And then I base this on, look what's happening in America for the first time here. How many times are we going to say that on the air? For the first time in history. It's unprecedented, super rare. But the bird flu, the avian flu has hit livestock. Wow. And who's ever heard of such a thing? And now we have livestock, and this is not fizzling out, guys. It's spreading. No, it's going across all over. And they've warned us disease X is coming. To answer your question, if you've got a combination of all these things happening that is completely shut down, the food supply, food chains, water shortages, all this stuff, and we know Israel is going to be a source of all that stuff. And by the way, all that's prophecy too, because all these prophets foretold the day when Israel would blossom and fill the earth.
In the middle of a desert. I mean, they have literally are the only nation in the world that has mastered the ability to turn a barren desert into just a beautiful garden and places of growing things that they are outsourcing to the rest of the world. So you're right. Because you can't take away the supernatural aspect of what the provision that God's hand has on that area and in the midst of that famine. Well, one of the things that you said there during as we were discussing that, you were talking about Iran and unprecedented. Everything seems to be unprecedented, and it really is unprecedented. And one of the things that came out this week as well is that Iran has vowed to unleash weapons never used before against Israel should their enemy strike back in retaliation. Of course, we know that they're going to, that they will respond with. But here is the Ayatollah, and they're you know, I don't know if you heard this. I'm sure that you did, but the ballistic missiles that they fired were supersonic missiles, and they were intercepted in space by Israel and detonated in space. But now you don't ever know with the propaganda coming out of Iran what is true and what is not. But I remember back several months ago following some people that I trust very much saying that Iran did possess very super intelligent weapons, and that this whole narrative that Iran is this third world country, that they're still living in the Stone Age and all this kind of stuff is just baloney, that they have very intelligent scientists and developers, and that they are the number one producer of military drones in the world, and that they do possess supersonic missiles, which, by the way, America does not. I just cannot believe that Iran, China, Russia has supersonic missiles, but we supposedly do not have the full supersonic technology to combat them. But that being said, the thing that I fear, and when I say the word fear, I hate to use the word fear on my show because I don't want ever anybody, people to think that I operate by a spirit of fear. But fear is
a concern.
Yeah. The thing that I'm concerned about is if they really do have that kind of technology and they really do have something that could do major damage, that could penetrate some of the Israeli defense systems that they have and create a tremendous loss of life in Israel, then, and they did that. Ricky, it is my opinion, that is the point, going back to the word harbinger. If they release weapons never been used before on Israel, it's, in my opinion, game over. I don't see how in the world Israel will not use nuclear. I don't see how in the world that Russia and China is not pulled into it. And that is why I believe people are very concerned about what is Israel going to do. Because here's what I'm hearing. People like Amir Safadi and some others that are hawks when it comes to Israeli military, they're saying things like, hey, this is the moment we've been waiting for. We're somewhat really excited about the fact that they launched an attack against us from their homeland. So now we have the way to cut the head of the snake off, is what I keep hearing these words. Iran, of all global terrorism, Islamic terrorism. So people are saying that they're going to go after Iran's nuclear sites, and they're going to take all of them out. Well, if they do that, Iran knows their dominance is over. Their thing they got in the back pocket, hey, don't mess with us because we're a nuclear power. If Israel attacks that and takes that away, I believe it's like backing a scared dog up in a corner, and there's no telling what they're going to release. So I really do believe that, not fear, but concern, when we see what Israel does, if they go full on and just go ahead and decide to take advantage of this moment and take out the nuclear sites, I believe we're past the point of no return at that point. It's when I say game over, I don't mean the end of the world, but I mean there's just no way to stop the World War III escalation. What is your opinion on these weapons and all of that?
Well, I 100% agree. Iran, by the way, real quick, want to update you guys on this. Israel's war cabinet is, last I saw, they said they're going to meet today as of the recording of this. Now, again, this is in the morning. Yeah. By the time this airs, they could already be striking Iran. But we suspect probably it'll either be late tonight or maybe Wednesday, Thursday. Who knows? They could wait to the weekend. I don't know, their intelligence, but that's what we know. Now, Iran has made a statement that they vowed, if Israel responds, that they vowed to launch 10 times the amount of missiles and a retaliatory strike against Israel, unleashing 1,460 missiles. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you, when I read passages like Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12, I believe that we could see this be fulfilled. In Zechariah's prophecy, he said that there would be a plague unleashed against the enemies who fight against Jerusalem, wherein which their flesh would dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets and tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. Guys, listen, it's no secret. Israel possesses weapons that can do this.
Yes.
They have weapons where people can be disintegrated instantly while they're standing on their feet. Now, the world has not witnessed this. Mm-hmm. We have not seen this on a stage like this before. But listen to me. I believe that Israel would not hesitate if they felt that their nation was at a threat to be annihilated. They're going to pull out all stops, and they're going to pull out the big guns. And I believe this is what's going to result in Damascus being a ruinous heap, Isaiah 17 as well.
Yeah,
I believe,
yeah.
I would not be surprised, Larry, that we start seeing attacks coming out of Syria. And by the way, that's where that bombing took place, where they took out that commander in Iran. That was in Damascus, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Somehow Syria is probably going to do something stupid, and they're going to get taken out. So I know it's like, I don't want to use the word fear like Brother Larry talked about. We're going to use the word concern. On one hand, it's really weird because on one hand, you're concerned because this is some scary stuff from a natural perspective. But on the other hand, we as people that understand prophecy, as we read these things, we have to remember, guys, that we have to get here.
Yeah,
we have to get to this point. Everybody's, well, I don't want this. I don't want that. Well, nobody wants war. Nobody wants destruction. Mm. But we understand that these things have been foretold. And I don't know how much more evidence people like Larry and myself can present to you that we are, I believe we're the generation that is seeing such an acceleration of these things in our lifetime.
No doubt. And you just said, man, Israel has those kind of weapons to bring those scriptures to fruition. They're there. I mean, they've been a nuclear power for I don't know how many decades.
Oh, yeah.
And they, of course, they always tried to deny it, but the whole world knew. But I want to show you this graphic. I don't know if you've seen this. We showed this Monday night on our show. Let me zoom it in just a little bit so people can see it a little bit better. Iran's attack on Israel. This is in one night. This is what happened. 170 drones fired. None penetrated Israel. 120 ballistic missiles fired. 10 penetrated Israeli territory. There were 32 Israelis treated for injuries and anxiety. 30 cruise missiles fired. None penetrated Israel. 80 drones and 3 ballistic missiles downed by the United States. And this is the thing that is unreal to me.
99% intercepted. Wow.
99% intercepted. 85 tons of explosives directed towards Israel. But look at this. $1.2 billion is what it cost Israel to defend themselves in one night.
Whoa.
$1.2 billion it cost to defend their nation for one night. What in the world is it going to cost? And what, this is how quickly the world can change when you escalate war.
Oh, come on.
$1.2 billion to protect, of which you just said, whether they are just blowing smoke or not, they've said, if you come after us again, we're going to bring 10 times the amount that we brought that night. That's $10 billion then that it's going to take to get a 99% completion. And if they were able to do 10 times, the odds are not in favor of a 99% bringing down without the supernatural power of God. But I just was blown away when I saw, I knew it was a lot of money, but the technology and the ammunition that it took to protect their people for one night. And I believe it ended up when they started penetrating airspace there, I think it was like 3 hours. I've been 3 or 4 hours. So it's like 3 hours of actual contact with these attack missiles and drones and ballistic missiles. $1.2 billion. I don't know if you had heard that. I wanted you to make sure.
No, I did not. That's stunning to me. And think about the amount of money it took to launch that attack too.
Right.
And again, we've discussed where a lot of that money's coming from. But again, to me, what gave me chills about this is, guys, God is just proving himself.
Yes, he is.
When we go back, Israel has defied all odds. They came back from an event that took 6 yes. million Jews, 1.5 million mm. children. They came back from the brink of complete annihilation, fulfilling, I believe, Ezekiel chapter 37, the dry bones came alive again. They fulfilled being born as a nation in one day, 1948. Then yes. in 1967, they had a coalition of nations coming against them. They defeated all odds and they won a 6-day war. We read about Psalm 83. It's going to happen again. God's going to defeat them. God will rise up, defeat them. We're reading about Gog and Magog. God will rise up and defend Israel against this coalition of armies. If there's any agnostics, atheists, people that are on the fence watching, listening, somebody may have invited you into the broadcast. God is proving himself.
Say that.
He who sleeps nor slumbers keeps the nation of Israel. He has an archangel by the name of Michael over it. And I know it looks ridiculous in the natural, the amount of money that it's going to cost and this and that. But again, like I've said, guys, I don't believe America even kind of possesses this defense system. And to my knowledge, we don't have this kind of defense system.
No.
So I don't know how much more, like I said, I'm going to say it again. I don't know how much more evidence people need to get to the understanding that we are living in biblical prophetic times like never before.
Yeah. Well, you just said, does America have that kind of defense system? From what I've heard, what I know, there's no telling what we do have, but I don't think we have it on that level. But just this morning, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom went before Parliament and said, we probably need to look into an Iron Dome type system to protect us. That. So it's like they're realizing, hey, if Iran just decided, okay, I'm not sending a single human being into Israel, but we're going to launch unmanned missiles that, if they're not intercepted, could kill thousands and thousands of people, and we're just, all our people are going to stay at home, and that's where military is going. Some of these Western countries like the UK, places in Europe, United States, Canada, and all the a lot of these countries, including our own, they're still trying to fund a military that's based on World War II, Vietnam type war efforts, helicopters, planes, and all of this. Well, you got the enemies are saying, no, we're going to go through technology. We're going to go through cyber attacks. We're going to go through unmanned vehicles. And of course, I know our military has that as well. But we probably need to start looking into defense systems that work against things like that. Because if AI is where we're going, war is going to be really driven by AI as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's just, man, when you start really going down that rabbit hole, you really, you have to laugh to keep from crying, because Terminator, the movie, is starting to look like it could be possible. Skynet is, I think it's probably already here. Well, Ricky, I want you to just take a moment right now, and you've already done it. You have been preaching this whole time, but I want you to take a moment and really address the people that are anxious, address the people that are just, like you said, maybe there are people that just saw the headline, the thumbnail, they are out of church, they've left the church, or maybe they don't even believe in God, but they look around and they see this world is, I've never seen the world like it is now. And there's just something in their heart gets to racing. Maybe people are battling panic attacks, anxious spirits. They're just being tormented, bad dreams. They can't watch the news. I mean, I have people, I'm sure you do too, that they'll comment things like this, and I get what they're saying. They'll make a comment on our Monday night show. They're like, I'm sorry, guys. I got to check out. This is too much for me. I love you guys, but I can't watch all this.
We get those too.
It's just, and I get it. I get where they're coming from. And they still love our channel and all this, but it's overwhelming when you begin to look at this world, and especially if you do not have a true relationship with God that brings you peace that passes all understanding, unspeakable joy, unexplainable joy. So to those people that are watching now, Ricky, and they are, maybe they're on the fence, whether they believe in God or not. They're afraid of what might come. They're being told this is the end of the world and things like that. You hear that all the time. Take a moment, speak to them from a man of God's perspective, being a preacher of the gospel for all the years that you are, you have preached about this day coming. And we're either there or we're almost there on the moments that you and I have been preaching about for decades now. What does that mean, the fact that God trusted us to be alive during that moment for such a time as this?
Well, I want to encourage, first things first, if you're listening, you're watching, wherever you're listening, watching from, if you have not accepted the Lord, if you've not repented of your sins and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the first step you need to take. Now, for once you do that, and everyone else, probably 99% of the audience is listening, is already in covenant with God, I want to stir you up. I want to give you a really quick word of encouragement tonight, and this is what you need. I want to remind you, I believe a God is a God of covenant, and he's a God of patterns. I blogged about this this week, and when I was digging through this, I have noticed a pattern with God, that God always preserves, come on, his children from, now we know that scripture says no man knows the day nor the hour of his return, but I want to challenge you, you go and study this and you'll discover that before selective judgments came, major things that would result in the loss of many lives, destruction, calamities, God always prepared, gave instructions on how to prepare men of God and families to prepare for events. He did it with Noah. He did it with Lot. The Bible said, even in Thessalonians, guys, Paul said, he tells us that you're going to hear them saying peace and safety. There's going to come sudden destruction. But he goes, you know what the next verse says? Guys, listen to me. But you, brethren, and I'm going to put you sisters in there too. You and I are not in darkness that this day should overtake us as a thief. We are children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Then we go to Luke 21, 34 through 36, when Jesus is expounding on all of these things coming to pass. He says, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare upon those who dwell on all those who dwell on the face of the earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. So here's what I want to say, closing on this this word of encouragement. God is still on the throne, friends.
Yes.
He's not nervous. He's not shaking in his boots. He's not caught off guard. God is on the throne. God is in control. Prophecy is accelerating. And he's telling us, and I want to comfort you with this. God, come on, it's time to stop playing around. We got to get in our prayer closet, get in our private devotional, seek the face of the Lord. And I believe just in times past, as he's had with these men of God and women of God, he speaks to them in the secret place and prepares them accordingly. Tells them, gives them specific instructions, how to prepare your family, how to prepare in the coming days, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. Because again, we're not to be caught off guard. And I believe it was never the intent for God's people to be caught off guard. We have the cutting edge.
Yes.
We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, who says, I will show you things to come. So we have the cutting edge. The problem is we're not praying like we should. We're not in a secret place. And if we get in that place, we get in tune. We'll be like the man of God that the Lord spoke to him and said that he began to hear. He began to hear, come on, the conspiring plans of the enemy before they even carried it out. And Larry, we've got angels on our side.
Yes.
And remember, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him, and he delivers them out of their trouble. So, yes, we're concerned as men of God. We're concerned about the world affairs. We're concerned about things that are happening. But do we fear? No. Are we worried? No. Why? Because if he be for us, who can be against us. Hallelujah.
Right now, I want to pray for you right now. Yes. If you're watching this, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear over you right now. Let your eyes be open so that you would be a watchman as well, that you would be able to discern the signs of the times, the seasons, like the sons of Issachar, to know what Israel should do, to yes, know what you should do. Lord, I thank you for peace. Lord, for those, anyone that's watching this, that is, they don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that their heart is right with you, that they would cry out to you, Jesus, ask you to forgive them of their sins. Confess you, Lord, as the only way, not a path, a single, one way, but the only way. And that, God, I thank you, Lord, that you're raising up a remnant right now that has not been driven by fear, has not been given a spirit of fear, but our eyes are open and we understand that you have trusted us for this moment, for such a time as this. So God, we say, here we are. Use us, Lord. Use us. We'll be your hands and feet. We'll be your mouthpieces. Open up our eyes to see what is going on in this world. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think heaven just given you a little bit of praise right now.
Praise God. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the people that have prayed that prayer and made that decision. If you prayed that prayer, or if you rededicated your life, or if you felt a spirit of fear lift off of you or whatever, comment down below. Let us know in the live chat. Comment down below, especially so that we can rejoice with you, pray with you, and I'll let Ricky know anything on my end as well. I want to say to the End Time Headlines family, we love you guys. We thank you so much for all that you do, all the support that you give Ricky, all of your partners. If you're not partnering with his ministry, I want to encourage you right now to go to End Time Headlines. It's very easy to do, endtimeheadlines.org. And when you get there, you'll see information on how to download his app. And then top right-hand corner, you'll see how you can support the ministry. Go and support End Time Headlines and turn this into a resource that you go to every single day. I don't go to it every day, Ricky. I go to it multiple times a day. And I have the app on my phone as well. And so I'm very, very thankful for all that you do for the ministry. Parting thoughts tonight as we close another amazing Kingdom Intelligence report.
Parting thoughts. Just get ready, because Israel is, there's a really high probability they are going to retaliate against Iran. So don't be caught off guard, guys. You're going to see that. You know, the world holds its breath. What's going to come of this? We're going to see. But you know what? God's got it. He's in control. And I always like to leave Luke 21:28. When you begin to see all these things coming to pass, remember, look up, lift up your heads, because our redemption is drawing near. And guys, look, we love you. I know the End Time Headlines audience loves you and Sandy. We love the big picture and all of your guests that come on and what you're doing for the kingdom. And from one watchman to another, we appreciate you, brother. And keep on the firing line, because we need you.
Thank you so much, Ricky. I appreciate it. God bless everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And to all those that have not already done it, hit that like button, subscribe. If you're watching on Rumble, do the same thing. Click that share button, send it to 5 to 10 people, and just say you need the information that is in this. And if you'd like to partner with our ministry, we're getting ready to go back on television. He's so excited with our partnership with Faith TV. If you have DirecTV, you already have the channel. But they're all over the world, multiple stations around the world. Here's how you can help us. It's only 30 seconds, and I'll be
Would you like to help us build the big picture family? We're on a mission to wake up the world to what is really going on. All you have to do is go to our website at LarryRaglin.com and make a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly partner. Any amount is a blessing and an encouragement to us. While you're there, make sure you get a copy of our book, I See Greatness in You. Browse our merchandise store, connect with us on our social media links, and join our mailing list. We appreciate it. And remember, we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake.
So before I go, real quick, I want to let you know that tonight is Tuesday night, if you're watching this live, and is the Kingdom Intelligence Report. But also this coming Thursday night, just two nights from tonight, we will have none other than Stan Dale. So you got a double blessing of a Kingdom Intelligence Report this particular week. We'll see you next time on The Big Picture in the Kingdom Intelligence Report. Thank you again to Ricky Scapare and End Time Headlines. We ain't woke, but we are certainly awake. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.